Well, hello there, Fred, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time with you on, of course, the Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. Here we are, of course, Christmas season. So how's it all coming along for you? Hopefully stress-free and no anxiety whatsoever. Hopefully you have a chance to focus on the reason for this and every season, of course, that is Jesus and Him crucified. Well, Fred, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right, we try to saturate this program within the Word of God. And today, Fred, we're going to continue our series on Christmas devotions, taking a look at some of your favorite scriptures regarding to the season and playing your favorite Christmas music as well. So sit back, relax, throw another log in the fire, and let's enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Right, it was a silent night, wasn't it? It's Mark Schultz and Natalie Grant right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, and we're focusing on Christmas devotions. Someone once said, "This is the meaning of Christmas. Not the tinsel, not the giving and receiving, not even the carols, but the humble heart that receives anew the wondrous gift, the Christ." Fred, each year we are reminded that Christmas should not just be about giving and receiving presents, but if we truly think about Christmas, it is indeed all about gift giving. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the greatest gift ever given by the greatest gift giver of all, our wonderful God and Father. Friend, receive His gift of eternal life today. Yeah, you're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, Merry Christmas. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're focusing on Christmas devotions. Christian artist Michael Card said one time, "The implications of the name Emmanuel are both comforting and unsettling. Comforting because he has come to share the danger as well as the drudgery of our everyday lives. He desires to weep with us and to wipe away our tears. And what seems most bizarre, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, longs to share in and be the source of the laughter and the joy we all too rarely No. Psalm 21:6 says, "Surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence." Friend, why do we turn to God so quickly in times of sorrow and struggle and danger and fear and forget him in the times of joy and rejoicing? See, if God is the giver of joy and he is God with us, Emmanuel, then he must want to share in those moments of great joy and even those times of silly laughter and fun. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the reason that he gave all he could give.
Fred. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much just for letting me spend some time with you on this Sunday. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Friend, the birth of Jesus was not just a difficulty. It was an impossibility. Because Mary was a virgin. Only God can breathe life into her womb. And just as God caused her to conceive the perfect, sinless Savior, fully God, fully human, he can accomplish through you, friend, those things that seem impossible in your life. Read it today. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. family have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Thank you so much for letting me be part of your Sunday. And remember, as you go about this Christmas season, remember it is all about Jesus. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.